The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. If you say Christian and finances and put them together, probably a large portion of Americans would immediately think of Ron Blue. Ron Blue is the founder of Kingdom Advisors. He has authored over 20 books, including Master Your Money, The Complete Guide to Faith-Based Family Finances. And he is coming to Columbus. It is a privilege to welcome Ron Blue to the program. Hi, Ron.
How are you?
I am well. I noticed in your bio, I didn't know this, that you have degrees from Indiana University.
I do.
Now,
I grew up in Indiana.
Okay, well, you know this is Buckeye country, right? I just want to make sure you know that.
Yeah, I've heard of the Buckeye.
Well, we have heard of Indiana, too. They have given us fits at times. Ron is coming to town. The intersection of faith and finances, an evening with Ron Blue. It's coming up a week from tonight, September 7th, at Discover Christian Church over in Dublin. Ron Blue, what would our listeners expect if they were to attend the intersection of faith and finances?
Well, Bob, my whole life, professional life, has been built around the idea that biblical wisdom that drives the professional advice works, and it works better than anything else, one. But two, a biblical worldview approach to money and money management has really three characteristics that I think most believers don't believe. And that is that a biblical approach really is pretty simple. God does not make it complicated when he talks about money and the principles of managing money. And secondly, it's relevant. I had a pastor one time say to me, he said, I'm getting ready to do a series on generosity. How do I talk to people in my audience that vary from all the way from students deep in debt to multimillionaires? And God gave me a question to ask him, and I said, Pastor, when you talk about marriage, do you change the message for the by the audience? And he said, no. And I said, the reason you don't is that you teach principles, and principles are transcendent. They work for everybody. A principle is a principle. And I said, God's word has more to say about money than any other topic. And I would suspect that you as a pastor know more than 90% of wealth advisors because you know God's word. What the problem is, you don't know what you know. So I'd boil it down this way, Bob. I'd say God's word, when it speaks to money, is simple, it's relevant, and it's highly transcendent. And fourth, it's transformative. So if you follow his principles, your life will be transformed. And he tends to work through our money. I think I tell people, you know, if you show me your checkbook, I get a pretty good feel for your spiritual situation. Mm-hmm. Because your money, the way you spend your money, reveals what you believe.
Yeah.
And so, I hope, boil it down this way. The question is, I would like people to walk away saying, well, that was not as difficult as I thought, and I can do that. So That's what I'd like to do.
We're talking with Ron Blue. He is coming to Columbus a week from tonight, next Tuesday, September 7th, at Discover Christian Church on Martin Road in Dublin. This is being sponsored by the National Christian Foundation. Good friend Dwight Montgomery is the president of the Ohio chapter of the National Christian Foundation. And you can register by going to NCF, that stands for National Christian Foundation, ncfgiving.com/Ohio. ncfgiving.com/Ohio. Who is your target audience for this, Ron?
Anybody that uses money.
Well, that's pretty broad. Well, people who don't use money shouldn't come, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we developed some curriculum for high schools, and what I found that what I would teach a high school junior would be the fundamentals of money and money management that work at all levels of income. And contrasted with the opportunity that I had several years ago to speak to a congressional subcommittee. And when the senator asked me, he said, what would you tell the American people? I said, Senator, I would tell them to live within their income, to avoid the use of debt, to build margin or liquidity or flexibility into their finances, and to set long-term goals so that they prioritize their giving between the short-term and the long-term. And he picked up his pencil and he wrote them down. And then he said, well, it seems to me that that would work at any income level. And I said, you're right, Senator, including the United States government.
They didn't get the message, Ron. They didn't get the message.
No, I know. And most, you know, we've become such a debt-driven society that most people don't like to hear the fundamentals, and the fundamentals work.
Yeah.
And in fact, somebody said to me one time as we were walking out of church and said, you're a money expert, and what would you tell me? And I'd say, spend less than you earn and keep doing it for a long time. And people pay me a lot of money for that advice.
Yeah. Again, and I knew our time would go very, very quickly, but Ron is coming to Columbus a week from tonight, Tuesday, September 7th. It's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It is Living at the Intersection of Faith and Finance, an evening with Ron Blue. And you can register. There is still room available at NCF. That stands for National Christian Foundation. ncfgiving.com/Ohio. ncfgiving.com/Ohio. Ron, thank you for coming to Columbus with this important, vital, and thoroughly biblical message. And thank you for what you've done through the years for helping the body of Christ in this extremely important area of our lives. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bob. You're very kind. I consider it a real privilege, and I'm looking forward to next week and being in Ohio.
Again, 1 week from tonight, Living at the Intersection of Faith and Finance, and the evening with Ron Blue, and you can register at ncfgiving.com/Ohio. ncfgiving.com/Ohio. Ron, come in scarlet and gray when you come, would you?
Okay.
All right. Ron Blue, God bless you. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it. All right. Bobberty Live will continue in just a moment.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right. I'm not going to spend the whole program on Afghanistan. Maybe we should, and we certainly could, but I'm not going to. But just a few things. And this is just pure editorial on my part. I try always to make sure you know when I am reporting facts and when I'm expressing my opinion. All right? I try to make that clear. And I certainly do not believe that my opinion is necessarily the truth. It's my opinion. All right? So it is my opinion that we are seeing a side of Joe Biden that the world, for the most part, had not seen. He lacks courage. I think that he is demonstrating cowardice. And I say that for many reasons. These are some of the most troublesome times in recent American history. And for the most part, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, the president has refused to engage the press, answer questions. A few times he has. A few times he has, and each time he's lost his cool. He's gotten angry, stomped off, turned his back. But for most of his interaction with the American public during this whole thing of the Afghanistan crisis, he's come out, read from a teleprompter, turned and left. And then he trots out people from the State Department, people from the Pentagon, or his press secretary. And that's what's happening right now. He comes out and makes a very angry speech. And if you don't believe me, check it out. You pull it up, get the whole video of the speech that he gave just a little bit ago. Through it all, he was angry. He was defiant. He said we should never forget the 13 service members that died, but there was almost no compassion, no sorrow. And it was very, very much, I did the right thing. Don't you dare question me. I knew what I was doing. It was not a mistake. It went exactly as we had planned it. No, it didn't. It was just maddening. And then he walks away from the podium and trots out Jen Psaki, his press secretary, to take all the anger, to answer all the questions. He comes out and says, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the buck stops here. No, it doesn't. The buck does not stop with him. He blamed Trump. He blamed the Afghan military. He blamed everybody but himself for this fiasco. And then he refuses to face the consequences himself. He expects his press secretary to clean up his mess. He expects the Pentagon and the State Department to explain his decisions. It's maddening. And in my personal opinion, and again, this is editorial, it's cowardly. You may have hated Donald Trump, and a whole lot of people did. Donald Trump never turned his back and walked away from the press. He stood there. You may not have liked the way he treated the press, and he called them Fox News or false news or fake news, and he made fun of some of them. But he would stand there and take it and take it and take it and answer every question. He was not willing to answer the question, Mr. President, on July 18th, you made a promise when you gave an interview to George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos asked you pointedly, what if we don't get all the Americans out by August 31st? And President Biden says, well, I think we will. And Stephanopoulos, to his credit, pressed him and said, but what if we don't? Well, I think we will. But what if we don't? President Joe Biden looked into the camera and said, we will not leave until every American has been evacuated. He made that promise. He broke it. He broke it. And today he admitted we got 90% out that wanted to leave, but left behind 10% by his own admission. The Washington Post says President Biden's withdrawal was, quote, a moral disaster. Here's what the Washington Post said. America is leaving thousands of people behind in Afghanistan. This is a moral disaster. This is the Washington Post. As security worsened in the wake of a horrific terrorist attack at the airport last Thursday, and as U.S. troops prepared for their own departure on Monday, time and space ran out for these people. This is a moral disaster, one attributable not to the actions of military and diplomatic personnel in Kabul, who have been courageous and professional in the face of deadly dangers, but to mistakes, strategic and tactical, by Mr. Biden and his administration. And then the Washington Post article goes on and chronicles 4,000 students, faculty, alumni, employees of the American University of Afghanistan are still stranded. 4,000. The American University in Afghanistan. This is the Washington Post reporting 4,000. Students, faculty, alumni, and employees of the American University of Afghanistan, a U.S.-funded civilian institution, are still stranded in Afghanistan. All right. That's all. I've got so much more I could say. I'm not. We're going to take a break. We'll move on unless you want to continue the Afghan discussion. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.